ज्ञानदिनिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्मिलितम् येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयम् रूपकदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुम् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् सार्वजातम् सहगणारघुनाथम् तम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनसहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणालभिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त श्रीराधाकान्तमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चनकौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषसां सुते देवि प्रणमामि जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतनाथ श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो दिस चांटिंग ऑफ हरे कृष्णा महामंत्र is the great chanting for deliverance from all misconceptions, all our miseries and all our so-called discomforts that we go through hard struggle for existence in this material life. Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, who brought this movement of Krishna consciousness throughout the world, from a very high and devoted disciplic succession, a kind of tradition that is based on proper education of intelligent class of people. They are above the so-called believers. Many a times believers do not understand what they are believing, because they have no process of verifying their beliefs. It is everywhere in every nation, in every kind of religion. Because we are so much habituated by or entrapped by the material nature that we think we are part of this material nature. Even as so, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, which is one without second. How can we remember him or think of him properly in his own constitution when we have been totally surrounded by matter? Matter doesn't have consciousness. Only the life has consciousness. So to invoke the life principle, we must remain in connection with the Supreme Spirit, called God, or by any nomenclature indicate that supreme origin of our very being. So, when we take up the process of calling out His holy name, the holy name by the Absolute Truth remains identical with the Supreme Person. This identity is inseparable from His person. An identity is a unit existence, but every unit is individual. What's the thing on those things you mean? And we have a direct relationship with the Supreme Individual. Each and every one has the prerequisite, or the what we call the birthright of having that innermost feeling with His own Creator. So we see the great chant for deliverance from the ignorance of the material existence plays a very important role in our knowledge of the spiritual life. Sometimes people argue, what is in a name? A rose by the name is rose. But the name rose and the functions of the rose, all the object rose are different. What is the most important prowess or the splendor or the beauty or the fragrance of the rose that attracts us? That splendor is manifestation of its energy, the divine energy. Therefore, the appreciation of the beauty of the rose becomes an object of the beholder, not simply the look, but because it attracts, there are so many things about the rose. But the first and foremost important thing, that the same Creator is in center, the God-conscious person, and therefore he offers the rose, its fragrance, its beauty, its freshness, and everything about the rose, first to the Lord himself, in his memory, in his service, because it's a connection. And this connection is established, and then we see it creates wonderful results all around us. This chanting process purifies our material existence. Material means simply matter. Matter is dead, unconscious, yet we are having so much association with unconscious things around us. And sometimes this unconscious matter overpowers us and makes also unconscious or not knowledgeable about the reality. We become so much engrossed. That is called illusion. It's the power of such matter. So everywhere we see the manifestation of the divine energies. But the Lord claims that as soul we are part and parcel of Him and not of the matter. So this is the distinction in the spiritual life, that we always tend to lean towards something spiritual, which is of our own nature. And this is involved, purified, and puts us into reality simply by chanting the holy name. So, the great chant of deliverance is a recommended process in the authorized scriptures. And therefore, you cannot single out any particular religion that differs from this objective of spiritual realization. Everybody, knowingly, unknowingly, the significance of the holy name, they chant the holy name in every tradition, in every denomination. It's not a preferential treatment that anybody should give, but because the import of the holy name is very deep in significance and in tune with the reality of the Supreme's connection. Anything about the Absolute is also absolute in nature. One which is not absolute, nothing is really truthful about it. It may be temporary, fleeting, cheating, you know, but our soul remains totally dissatisfied with the matter. If we resort only to the matter, because it overpowers it. So spiritual life begins when we somehow or other come in connection with our innate nature of which is connected with the Supreme. So that's the chanting. Now, there are three words in Hare Krishna Mahamantra which are called the seed of the holy vibration. And then it springs. The seed, when properly chanted and heard, it sprouts into the creeper of devotion. So these seeds are Hara, Krishna and Ram. In the combination of 16 names, that Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Four times the word Krishna has come, four times Ram has come. But eight times Hara means the internal potency of the Lord, the spiritual potency of the Lord, which is addressed as Hare. When we address in Sanskrit, the word becomes an address indicated. So we are addressing the divine energy, the internal potency of the Lord to reveal the all-attractive and blissful personality of God. Now, the holy name is purifying agent for our material existence or material consciousness. When it brings us to the spiritual consciousness, then we can understand the form or the formation of that personality. Without the sound vibration, manifestation has not taken place. Even in Bible we hear that in the beginning there was the Word and the Word was God. So the Word itself is very important that manifests. Even scientists will come to maybe an erroneous conclusion, but something similar to that ideology, that there was a Big Bang before the creation. And the Big Bang manifested into some kind of thing. But if there is a Big Bang, then it must be the sound vibration. They may not say, but this sound vibration may not be material in nature. There are spiritual sound vibrations which are at different wavelength, very subtle wavelength. Like radio waves are very subtle, you cannot see, you cannot perceive, but you can measure by the deflection of the gyroscope. Right? But at the same time, there are very, very subtle sound vibrations which are even beyond our sense perception. A dog can hear better than us. If you are standing 50 feet away, but the dog knows how many beats, you know, your heart is beating. If you are excited, you know, and a guard dog is practically trained in that way. If you are excited, he stares at you. And before you do anything, he jumps at you. That's how their training is. Because they have sensory perception much more stronger than us. A vulture can see 2 miles up where a little snake or his food is going. When he comes and dies and picks it up. What a strong, powerful eye. We cannot see even about a few hundred feet. Our vision becomes blurry. Right? So, with imperfect senses, materialist scientists, they try to conceive of truth, finding out what is the process. It is impossible. Because if we have imperfect senses, we are prone to make mistakes, and we are also prone to make a deduction or a kind of judgment which may be wrong. If somebody has experienced during daytime of a snake going by, in the night time, if even there is a rope is lying there, he may be very scared. He becomes scared. Why? Because it's illusion. It is not the real. It is wrong. But because of ignorance, he tends to believe something. So blind belief comes from this. From one which is not actual, yet you repose your attraction towards them and try to convince them. That is called blind belief. It is not verifiable. So then the third thing is, the first is we have imperfect senses. Second, we are prone to make mistakes. And third, we got illusion. And fourth one, we have our ego so much high that we want to cheat others. Honesty is very difficult to be found because we are individuals. At some and more or less extent we become agreeable. But as far as our selfishness is concerned, if it is in jeopardy, we start little cheating. You can't make a business if you don't cheat. Every profession, you see, every way of our human form of life, because of our ego, which is very materially obsessed, we have a cheating process. Anyway, so with four defects, we can't help ourselves on our own. So, material scientists, they simply say so many things, but yet they could not create life in the laboratory. They have not even gone on the moon. They found out so much conspiracy theories about going on at a governmental level. How many of you believe that we have gone on the moon? There are a lot of videos and BBC and Fox TV, so many, they have been airing this. But probably you may not have come. We have to make a judgment on the basis of comparability and use little intelligence. Yeah? And find out whether really we are cheated at such a mass level. It is possible. BBC put up a very good, you know, analysis of the scientific facts. Anyway, but the controversy, there are so many controversies. So this particular age of confusion and controversy is going on and on and on, and it will become more and more progressive towards real destructions. We haven't seen or we are not seeing yet. But that's the influence of this particular age, where there is hardly any good qualities to be ever found, but except one. That is, even within short lifespan, we are given opportunity to glorify the holy name of the Lord, and by which we can purify ourselves and come into existence of some spiritual, you know, understanding, our reality. So this is how the fundamentals of the spiritual life begins. Our human form of life begins when we start inquiring about our reality. And we are real persons. But what we see is real. What we believe is real. What others say to impress upon us by any process, even by deception, is it real? We have to be real for ourselves, and we can't afford to depend upon somebody unless and until we take up a verifiable process. So, this great chant of deliverance from the ignorance of our reality is recommended in the revealed scriptures, and that is the holy name. Anybody wants to get liberation from the material conception of life, they can chant the names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead given in their scriptures. That is guaranteed to have liberation. But if you want to get the love of Godhead, then you have to call out his names, which are of the lovable exchange with his devotees. These are called primary names. Other names which are pertaining to his material creation, they are called secondary names. Why? Because material creation is not our real home. We are spirit, soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Home. And the Supreme is not having any kind of configuration of material in nature. That's why it's called divine. But part and parcel of him is also divine in nature, and that is us. Therefore we are real people. The science wants us to make believe that what is this soul? They think we can manufacture bodies by culture, by mutation, by cloning, by whatever. But they can't create life. Life comes from life. The source of life is the Supreme Home. And the life pertains to the soul and not to the body. Body is animated by the soul. When the soul gets out of the body is dead and stink and nobody wants to keep it. However lovable one must be. Because the soul has departed. Therefore, our reality depends upon the knowledge of the soul. And in India, people have practiced to call out the holy name of the Lord even for the departed soul's benefit. Because the holy name is of a different vibration level. That even if an attached, departed soul was attached too much, he would be promoted for his journey towards spiritual emancipation. Because life is eternal. It is not a temporary thing. We might have experience of one species of life, that is human species of life. But that doesn't mean that this is the only life. Why? Because every 7 years, our composite body, which is made up of cells and tissues, these are all individual living entities. They perish and recreate. So, if you are going to live for 100 years, you will change minimum 14 times this body within this life existence. It means we are transmigrating from one body to another 14 times within this life span. Therefore, when this body is not fit, we can easily, if we are attached to the body, some bodily conception, we will get a similar body as we desire. But our desire depends upon the type of activity we perform during the entire life. So, this is becoming the basis of reincarnation. Because soul is eternal. It's that divine energy, part and parcel of it, that can never be created, never be annihilated. Even material energy cannot be created, neither it can be annihilated. It can be only transformed. So material energy is transformable. The soul's desires to transform himself from one species to another species is also possible. That is called transmigration or reincarnation. So the idea of the spirit soul being eternal, part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, is also knowledgeable. And is always seeking bliss. These are the three constitutions of the soul. Is eternal, knowledgeable, and blissful. And the matter is completely opposite of it. It's not knowing for its own purpose, why it is there. Doesn't have any knowledgeability of it. Doesn't have anything to do with it or not, because it is always transformable. Any matter, it keeps on changing. Where is the question of bliss element in the matter.
We are
blissful, but we have to bring about our bliss, because this is our reality. It becomes obscured by too much material overpower. As much attached we are to the matter, that much miserable we will be. As much as attached we are to the Supreme, by calling out His name, we will be that much blissful. Because it's the innate nature. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to remain ignorant. Nobody wants to even remain miserable. All our efforts are, even in the material life, unknowingly we are tending to do it, trying to make a solution. Therefore, the scientist keeps on promising and promising and promising. The doctors also do the same thing. I'm sorry, doctors. They're promising. We will wipe out cancer from our within this lifetime. So, when they have not found even a cure for common cold, what to speak about wiping out cancer? We don't have much verifiability. I'm sorry. The truth is truth. Of course, temporary relief is there, temporary relief. The temporary body and temporary relief can go together. They can go together. But permanent relief that we are seeking, that comes within our own self. Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And we bring about our blissful nature. Our Guru Maharaj came and he said, I'm teaching you only three things. Chant Hare Krishna Mantra, dance in ecstasy, and take prasad. Means sanctified food and with love and devotion offered to the Lord. So we have to understand the chanting of this great deliverance, this Maha Mantra, is not only revealing our reality, but it also establishes our connection with the Supreme. It also shows our real formation. So for example, I have this body. The body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. If this body is the covering on the soul, if this has the covering on the soul, but I'm putting the garments over the body, so the garments are in the same shape and size of the body. So therefore, these outer coverings of the earth, water, fire, air, and ether will also have a very kind of clothing. They are said to be the clothing. Coverings are the clothing over the soul. So therefore, the soul should have original shape. The shape of the soul is also there. The form of the soul is also there. This formation is said to be the man is made in the image of God. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has also a similar form like ours, but in total purity in its own constitution as eternality, knowledgeability, and blissful nature. Not of this asat, achit, niranan, or one which is completely opposite to the temporary, not knowledgeable, and nirananda means unblissful matter, material form. Our bodies are virtually the source of pain rather than pleasure. We think like that. It is very, very difficult to perceive because it's impelled by the forces of nature. The forces of nature. You know, we are tend to do certain activities at certain age. We are tend to, you know, wipe out and you know, get frustrated at certain age. We are tend. But these are the forces of nature upon the body. Because forces of nature makes the body. These are natural elements. But the soul is having nothing to do. So why should the soul have the kind of illusory attachment with so-called temporary body? It doesn't mean the soul has to throw away the body. No, rather, soul has to torment but should be reposed in his complete inner constitution by calling up his holy name. If we chant the holy name, we recognize and becomes knowledgeable about our own form. And this form is directly part and parcel of the Supreme's form. Therefore, he is the greater or greatest of all. We are small, insignificant, and we are seeking pleasure. Therefore, we must be connected with the reservoir of all pleasure. Simply by calling out the holy name, we get connection. So in this way, this is the primary aspect of first establishing our relationship with him. And then in relationship, we have some functionality to do. And at the end of this process, at the functionality, we anticipate the goal of the process, which is called love of God. But these develop stepwise, not jumping around. Therefore, there is a very scientific system, verifiable, is explained in the treatise Bhagavad Gita, as it is, you can see that particular book, the Lord's own words to the illusioned friend and devotee named Arjuna, you know, and it's very nice to read. So please try to read this and it will enlighten you to explore the realities of our being. So this is very important. And everything is possible by the holy vibrations. Therefore they are the seeds of our chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Yes.
Just say in everyday life, when you confront like a situation in town and someone's rude to you, you don't get angry, eh? No? You just smile at them? You just smile at them?
These are the reaction, how it will help you, even if you overreact to them. How it will help you? Better get away from this kind of association. Well, that does not support your soul's desire.
Yeah.
You don't associate with it. I mean, we have to be intelligent. You know? They call once burnt, twice shy. So, if we have been burnt, you know, by such experiences, don't go, dwell in.
Yeah.
Liz. Can we chant a little more because they will be preparing for prasad? Right? Can we do a little chanting? Okay.